Utopia Radio presents.
Designation UK Space Agency Engineering Pod number 46. Date September 1st, 2117. Current task, routine maintenance to transmitter coils on adult satellite, designation humongouswowwows.com. Current crew complement 1, Jemima Belafonte, engineer, class 3. Current mood,
I'm pretty chipper, thanks for asking. People rarely ask.
On to Pluto by Peter Richard Adams. Episode 1, The Last Day.
Friends, colleagues, boss, pause for laughter.
What are you doing?
I'm practicing my speech pod.
What's it for?
My leaving party pod. It's my last day.
Oh, is that why we're not doing any real work?
We are doing real work, Pod. It's just that I may have accidentally overestimated the amount of time it will take us to fix this smutter light of love. Which is useful, as it gives me time to practice my speech.
Are we on a jolly?
No, we are definitely not on a jolly.
Well, it feels like we're on a jolly. You're wearing a party dress.
It's Dress Down Friday, Pod.
And you're drinking a beer.
Shh, now, Pod, I'm practicing. Now, where was I? Friends, colleagues, boss, pause for laughter. Thank you all for coming tonight. Who would have thought that in 2112, an engineering trainee with an allergy to grass so bad that she was willing to take the worst space-based engineering job she could find, would just 5 short years later be moving to Devon to grow sheep on a farm with... Pod, accept call, audio only. Hello?
Jemima, it's your mother. How many sausages do you want?
Mum, I told you not to call me at work.
Don't speak to me in that tone of voice, Jemima Margaret Belafonte. Other mums call the daughters at work, you know.
Yes, Mum, but most of the daughters don't work in space.
Oh, you hardly work in space, dear.
Mum, I'm in space right now, carrying out extraordinarily... delicate work on a satellite.
Yes, but that's like saying I work in high-level finance, when in fact we both know I'm the cleaner at a building society.
Distract me at the wrong moment, and $16 million worth of burning death could end up destroying a fishing community in the South China Sea.
Oh, nonsense. Those satellites are just peddling smut. The worst thing that could happen is a red-faced teen might trip over his trousers trying to check the router.
Yeah, but it'd make his experience of humongouswowwows.com even worse if a satellite then landed on him, killing everyone he knows.
Well, I haven't got time to worry about that. I need to know how many sausages you want in the oven.
What?
Sausages for the weekend.
I'm not coming this weekend, Mum. I'm moving to Exeter with Graham to start a new life. You must remember.
Well, I know that, but I thought you might dump him, and I know how sausages always make you feel better.
Sausages don't... Wait, why would I dump him?
Because moving is a silly idea, Jemima. You're allergic to grass. Cornwall is full of grass.
Exeter's in Devon, Mum.
Oh, Cornwall, Devon, it's all the same thing to me. They're the sort of people who argue about the order in which to put jam and cream on the sausages. You won't last 5 minutes there.
Cream first, then the jam. And I will last 5 minutes, Mum. I'm going to move to Exeter with Graham, and we're going to have a happy life.
I'll tell you what, I'll put a couple of sausages on for you just in case.
Please don't, Mum, I won't be there.
And I'll put some in for Graham too, just in case you don't dump him when you get cold feet.
I won't be getting cold feet, Mum.
Why are you at work anyway? I thought you were quitting that job.
I am quitting, Mum. Today's my last day. Once I've completed this incredibly delicate operation on a piece of potentially lethal bangware, I'm taking the pod back to command and control for my leaving party. It's going to be glorious. I'm going to make a funny yet poignant speech. People will cry and tell me they're going to miss me. And I'll be showered with gifts. And then I'm going to Exeter with Graham to start my new life. but I can't do any of that until I finish up here.
All right, I'll go. But let me know if you change your mind about the sausages.
Okay, Mum.
Bye, dear.
Bye. Right, where was I? Friends, thank you all for coming out tonight. Who would have thought that in 2112...
New task accepted. Coordinates set. Initiating.
Pod, what's happening?
I accepted a new task. Set coordinates and initiated. I thought I was pretty succinct in my exposition.
Why wasn't I consulted?
I didn't want to get in the way of a loving family moment.
Okay, Pod, what's the task?
Classified.
There's no such thing as classified in our line of work, Pod.
Still, the task is classified. Again, I was pretty succinct.
Get command and control on the comm. Audio only.
Confirmed.
Good afternoon, this is Command and Control. John speaking, how can I help?
John, what the shock is going on?
Jemima Dam.
Jemima Dam?
Is that not your surname?
It's Belafonte.
That's right, it is. Well done. Hi, Jemima Belafonte.
Hi, John. Why did you say Dam?
I think we've got a pretty bad line.
What's this classified override task that Pod's bleeping on about, John?
Can't tell you. It's classified.
Why is it classified, John?
Because I made it classified.
And why did you do that?
So you wouldn't find out about it and get mad at me.
But now I do know about it, and I am still getting pretty mad with you. So what is it, John?
It's just one last job.
What is it, John?
Before you quit.
What is it, John?
And it's not my fault.
What is it, John?
Just a round trip.
Where to, John?
The neighbourhood.
Where in the neighbourhood?
Pluto.
Are you asking me or telling me?
Telling you. Is that okay?
No, it's not okay. I have a party to get to.
It's just a quick in and out.
How quick?
Quick enough, considering.
Considering what?
Considering Pluto is at the end of our solar system.
How long?
Well, put it this way. You're going to be a little late for the party, but not that much.
How late?
You know how long a decade is?
What?
It's not that long. Hurrah! Isn't that nice?
How long is it, John?
Nowhere near that long. Nowhere near that long at all. In fact, it's exactly half that long. That's already a saving of 50%.
5 years?
Well, give or take a week or two, yeah. Sorry about that.
5 years? That's ridiculous! Why me?
You have nothing in your diary.
Of course I had nothing in my diary. Today's my last day.
Yes, but Pod Command didn't know that, did it? It just automatically allocates tasks. Your diary was empty for the next 5 years, so it gave you the job of popping to Pluto. Besides, you're the only person who can do the job.
Really?
Absolutely. Bob's going to the ballet.
He's not coming tonight. What a git. What about Dave or Janet?
Well, they have a party in their diary.
I know, it's my party.
Then why isn't it in your diary?
Because I finish for the last ever time at 5 p.m.
Well, you only have yourself to blame if your diary doesn't accurately reflect your availability. You know how automated task allocation works.
You can't do this to me, John.
I'm not. The system is.
Well, get Gandicha on the line.
The boss? I can't.
Why not?
He's practising his speech for the party.
But there'll be no speech to make if I'm not there.
All the same, he's really nervous about it. I'd hate to disturb him when he's in his stride.
For shock's sake, John, turn it off and bring me in. Today's my last day.
Well, think about it this way. Today is your last day. It's just today in 2122 rather than today. That's a lot of overtime you'll be racking up.
Yes. A lot of overtime I'll be racking up on my own in a 10-meter by 10-meter engineering pod.
Well, look on the bright side. It'll give you time to indulge your hobbies. You have hobbies, right?
I read a bit.
There you go. Catch up on your reading. Sit down with a good book and you'll be back in no time.
A book isn't going to last me 5 years, John.
Well, perhaps I could send you a couple.
Neither will two books.
Ever made a model aeroplane?
No.
Or sewn a tapestry?
John, the point is that I don't want to go.
Chess.
What?
Can you play chess?
No.
Plenty of time to learn, then. You'll be a grandmaster by the time you get back. Take on Big Brown.
I don't want to be a grandmaster, John. I want to finish my last job and take the pod back to command and control for my leaving party. I want it to be glorious. I want to make a funny yet poignant speech so people will cry and tell me that they're going to miss me. And I want to be showered with gifts and then go to Exeter with Graham to start my new life.
Well, that can still happen. It could just happen in 5 years.
Ah, I get it. This is a prank.
Nope.
Make it stop.
I can't. Just do this job and you're done. I'll even block out your calendar afterwards.
What's the job anyway? What's so important that I'm about to lose 1/16th of my life for it?
Well, you know the last guy we had on the Pluto run?
No.
Sure you do. Pete Thomas. Great bloke. You must have met him.
I've not met him, John, because he spent the last 5 years in deep space doing the Pluto run.
Ah, well, when he'd finished fixing up the sensor array and headed home, he realised he'd made a tiny mistake.
Which was?
He'd left the light on.
What?
At least he thinks he did. He can't remember.
So send him back to check.
I can't. He's got something in his diary.
This is insane.
It's just how it works. It could be worse.
How could it be worse?
Got to go, Jemima. Party to go to.
John? John?
Call terminated.
I can't be on my own for 5 years. I'll go mad.
You won't go mad. You've got me. I'm terrific.
I'm going to go mad.
Incoming call.
Who is it?
Brett.
Oh, God.
You want me to terminate?
No, put it through.
Jemima, why have I just had your mother on the phone asking me about sausages? Are you breaking up with me?
She thinks we're coming round this weekend.
We're not, though, are we? We're moving to Devon. You have told her, haven't you?
Of course.
You're not backing out, are you?
No, of course not. It's just...
Oh, God, you're getting cold feet, aren't you?
No.
Really?
Honestly.
Okay, great. Well, I've booked the taxi for tonight at 7. Is that okay?
Graham?
Yeah?
I'm going to be a little bit late.
You've been listening to Pod to Pluto, written by Peter Richard Adams. It starred Laura England as Jemima Belafonte and Wayne Russell as Pot. It also featured the voices of Stephanie Lee as Mrs. Belafonte, David Taylor as John, and Nick Bowden as Graham. This production was edited and directed by Peter Beeston, and the title music used in this episode was Aperante Ingravades by Martin Benitez. Also, please remember to rate and subscribe to this series in the favourite podcast application of your choice. This work is released under a Creative Commons agreement. For more information and access to even more amazing radio productions, visit us online at cornucopia-radio.co.uk.